I mean, this is a common refrain and a common kind of thread through the history of U.S. education, but teachers are not trusted for a variety of reasons. It's this really weird circumstance too, because if you poll most people, most parents, most guardians about the teachers of their students, they have rave things to say. But if you actually ask, like, general questions about the teaching population, there's extreme distrust even among parents of other teachers, teachers that they have not come in contact with. And something has to give there, right? Either we're doing a really good job duping all these parents into thinking we're good at our jobs, or we might be good at our jobs, or we might know what's going on, in these buildings. So it was extremely upsetting not to have representation on, like, with the planning process for reopening schools, right? The task force for New York State didn't have any teacher on its board, neither did New York City. Teacher voices very, very played down. We were kind of chastised for maybe even threatening a strike, because there were credible threats of strikes in late August. And that was less so because we wanted to withhold labor, but more so because we wanted to make sure that we were going back in a safe way. And even I feel like in a lot of ways my administration at High School for Health Professions and Human Services did a really good job, but we also did not have a lot of teacher input. It was very top down, and I think that a lot of problems could have been avoided if there was teacher input. My ears were ringing the entire summer because I was being talked about quite a bit, but no one was actually asking us, what we need or what we think. And I'm not saying that we had all the answers, right? But maybe, working a little bit more collaboratively would have been good, especially, with the union itself, with the UFT, with the Department of Education. Someone could have asked us a question, right? And I understand we have a big system. We have 1.1 million students. We have 80,000 teachers. We have 180,000 members of the United Federation of Teachers. That's a huge organization. You can't get everyone's opinion, but the fact that there was no voice there, was extremely upsetting.